This recording, Sweden 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, there's a study for you. Sahara Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district for the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near a Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sahara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you wouldn't expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sahara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sahara thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sahara had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sahara was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sahara managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. When Sahara confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sahara warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, Miss Harrison. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, we start learning English in school about the 4th grade, but it's very integrated into the Swedish society as well, because a lot of movies come from the US and England, and if you're interested in something, usually when you go online, search online, you need to know English. So I think the kids today have more bilanguage. We have one dialect that's kind of the same for the whole country, like the newsmen, the reporters. But people in the south usually have influenced from Denmark, or their neighbor down there. It kind of sounds, you know, when you're really drunk, you know, trying to speak, kind of like that. And we can have fairly hard actually trying to understand what the people from south have a real thick accent. I would probably have a problem hearing what they're saying. Okay. And I think there's actually fairly big differences in the accents, and a lot you know, you don't have to travel that far to experience a new dialect, so you can travel fairly short distance, like a 12 drive, and you would experience a fairly good difference. I've been to a language trip into England about was it 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. But I really didn't feel that I get to speak in English because, you know, although everyone from the class was Swedish, and I never got to use it in everyday life like I do here. All the people I met have been really, really good people, cool people, nice people, and I got along with them very well. So I don't know if it's that, if that would be a common thing, you know, that everyone is just super nice and having a good time all the time, or that, you know, I have met people that have good friends kind of way. So I've gotten really good with all the people here, and I've actually only been to North America for a month now, and I think my English has improved very much in this time.
När man talar om trollen så står det i farstun och lyssnar. När man talar om trollen står det i farstun och lyssnar. Speaking of the devil, they're standing and listening.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you're speaking about the person, and suddenly they're there.